Hello.
Hello, hey Jill. This is Joe here.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How about yourself? You tell me.
I'm a little tired from doing all day,
I can
but
tell that you're tired.
yeah, you can hear it in my voice, huh?
I can. I can.
Yeah, my phone's been ringing off the hook all day, all day, all day. And yeah, but I'm okay though. I'm filling out this thing. I got most of it filled
Well,
out.
if you want, I can fill it out for you if you like.
Well, I got most of it filled out now, so I'm gonna scan it and email it back to you.
Yeah, you can just go ahead and did you print it out or? Well, did you print
I'm
it out
sorry,
or?
what'd you say?
Are you filling it on your computer or did you print it out?
I'm sitting at my computer now, yeah.
All right, okay.
Yeah, so I'm done with it almost. Yeah, almost. And you wanted me to upload it, right?
Yeah, if you can upload it all over to the Teamworks.
Oh yeah, teamwork. Let's see, teamwork. I'm wondering if I'm sure I did. I don't know. I probably would have signed up with my email.
If you have it, you can send it directly over to Eddie from your Gmail.
Send it with my regular email.
Yeah, you can send it over to your regular email from to Eddie directly, and then upload it later on onto the Teamworks.
Right. Okay. So let me see.
So, what do you think
Because I
about this
think I.
business that you're setting up? What do you think about this business, and how long have you been doing this?
I'm sorry. Can you ask me that again?
Well, I was saying that what do you think about the business that you're setting up, or how long have you been doing this? Is this an old business, or is it a new business that you're trying to set up?
It's a lot of information that you want, but and I'm not, honestly, I'm just not a computer person or a web designer or anything like that. I know, I mean, like, if somebody showed me something, I'd be like, oh yeah, I like that, you know what I mean? But yeah, I'm hoping that this will give you some type of idea. I don't know. Yeah, so I'm just on the last part of it, which is logo design client questionnaire. I'm on that last part, so
So are you filling it on your computer or did you print it out?
no, I haven't sent it yet. I'm going to.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I'm gonna send it to you. Yeah, so you wanna hold on with me while I'm
Yes, of
almost
course.
there?
Well, of course, that is not a problem. You have my undivided attention right now.
I have your undivided attention right now.
Yep.
Okay.
How's your
Fine.
day? Well, yeah, I think that your day was exhausting, isn't it?
Oh yeah. You were off yesterday?
What was that?
I said you said you were off yesterday?
Oh no, I was not off yesterday. I was in the office, but I was just taking care of some other clients as well. I do have
Oh.
209 clients with me, so I have to take care of all of them.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Uh-huh.
I think I'm in Teamwork. Let's see if yeah, I think I'm in there. Yeah, because I've been getting messages from Eddie. So
okay.
Yeah, I got a couple from him this morning. No, yeah, one from him this morning. So he told me to, but there was something on here, let me see, where I can upload this.
It might be in files. It might be in files.
It's under file.
Yes. The fifth option, that is file, right beside the dashboard, you can just upload it over here.
It looks like a file, the symbol?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Let me see. Just on it. Want me to call it? File. That's what I was looking for. Okay. All right. Okay, I'm gonna upload this to you now.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here. Don't worry about it.
And 1 minute.
Sure.
Okay. Okay.
Hey, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, well, I haven't seen the file uploaded yet.
No, I'm scanning it now. I'm scanning it into my computer so I can upload it.
Oh, okay.
So I can,
all right, no problem. I'm here.
Okay. Yeah, I'm almost done. It's scanning now.
No problem. Take your time, all right? There's no rush at all.
Yeah, it's been a heck of a day today.
I can understand. That is the reason I'm saying that. You don't have to rush at all, right? Take it easy.
Yeah, it's just been ongoing. I don't know what.
Well, same here.
What is it? Man, it's really going slow to do. Oh, boy. Come on, man.
Okay. What went wrong? What went wrong?
Taking forever.
It's taking forever.
It's just taking forever to. It's taking forever to scan.
Ooh.
Yeah. But it's going to though.
Okay, so we'll just wait.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I can wait. I don't have a whole lot of patience waiting. I expect computers to come on, let's go, move. Excuse me.
That's okay.
Okay. Stop it. Start over. Thank you.
Hey, you there?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I'm going to be sending it now.
Okay. No problem.
Hold on, hold on. Hope you aren't too disappointed with what
I
wrote.
I'm never disappointed in my clients.
That's not a... All right, so let's see here. I don't want to... Okay, where am I? Teamwork. No, this isn't teamwork. What's this? This is teamwork. This is teamwork. Okay. Upload. And... Okay. It should be there now.
Let me check. Just give me a minute. Let me check.
All right.
Let me check on the brief form that you sent, all right? Give me like 1 minute.
Okay.
Jill, are you there?
Yes.
Can you confirm me the name of your business?
Confirm the name of the what?
The business?
Document?
No, not the business.
Oh,
the business.
Buvia.
Buvia. All right, okay.
Yes.
Just give me a minute. I'm just going through it for you, okay?
Okay.
All right, so you like the website that that you have put in your competitors, that is Bells Me?
I'm sorry?
the website that you have and your competitors, like we have like top three competitors you have put in one website, and we're just checking on that website. Do you want that kind of a website with yourself as well? Like, do you want that kind of a website, or do you want better than that website?
Better.
Gotcha.
If you can do it better, that's great. I like that website because it was it's very clean, very easy for people to, you know, kind of navigate and find what they want. So that's why I really liked it, because, you know, it was a clean look, and, you know, it had the elements of people being able to choose, you know, who they're looking for a gift for, and then it would go directly to, like, if they were looking for gifts for their son, then, and they clicked on son, then everything that we would have, you know, for a son would come up, and, you know, they could, like.
And do you have the products with you, or no?
The products, no. The products, they order from my website. I have to make these message cards. I think I mentioned that before. But they order from my website, and then the orders are fulfilled by a third-party vendor and shipped directly to them. So I don't hold any inventory.
Okay, all right, I got it. All right, okay, and I'm just checking on Shop Our Collection. I'm just checking on Gift for Every Occasion to Show Care. All right, okay, Add to Cart. Okay, there's a... All right. So do you have any vendor in mind or no?
Any what?
Do you have any vendor in mind, or should we go ahead and search it out for you?
A menu?
No, a vendor. You said there will be a vendor, a third party, who will be taking care of all of the products to be delivered and shipped over to the clients.
Well, if it's built within the Shopify app, I think all that stuff is available. You know, the cart, the shipping cost, or I'm sorry, I'm a bad customer.
Oh, no, that's okay. Well, let me guide you through all of that, all right? Okay.
Okay.
So when we're going to go ahead and set the whole website up on Shopify, we will be needing a drop shipper, all right, who will be taking care of all of the products when they're ordered.
Yeah.
All right? They will go ahead. They will be the one who will be taking care of all of the products, details, and everything about it from till order till it is delivered. That's when they're going to be coming in, all right? And you'll be making money off of that product, all right? If that product is worth $20, that is being shipped from the dropshipper, we will put up the product as $24, all right? So the $4, all right, will be your revenue, all
right? Right. So I will send you Shopify. I'll send you my login for Shopify and my login for ShineOn.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
ShineOn is the company that actually makes the jewelry and fulfills the order from my website.
What was the name of that? What was the name?
ShineOn. ShineOn.com, I think it is.
ShineOn.com. Okay.
Right. Yeah, and I'm trying to give you a business number. I was trying to set that up last night, but I don't know. They were having some type of, it wasn't working out. So I'm going to see if I can get, because I don't want them to have my home number. I get enough calls.
Understandable.
Yeah, they can call another number. I'm gonna try to. I can send you that. I can send you that as well.
Okay. All right.
And then I can send you. Okay. I can send you the Shine On sign in too. And that way you have access to my store. Let me see. Yeah, give me a few minutes. When are you guys going to start working on it?
We'll be starting working on it by today.
Okay. I'm going to, so I have to go back in here.
You can send it after we're done with the call. You can just go ahead and send it in one email. That's okay. You don't have to rush about it. That's all right.
Okay.
All right.
I did. Okay. Okay.
All right.
I'm gonna send you. I'll send it to you though, because what is this? Yeah, because I got a couple of stores, and those I don't want you to do that one. I didn't get a chance, I don't think, to make the other store for Buvia.
All right.
But I will send you, let me see. I just logged into Shopify. But I got to create the other store, which is going to be named Buvia. Buvia Gift. Okay, hold on. God damn it. Okay, so Buvia. I should have did it last night. Okay. I don't know. Something's going on. I might not be able to use that name. Yeah, let me figure this out. And are you in California time?
What was that?
Are you in California time?
Yes, we're in PST.
So it's 2:40. Okay. Give me a minute. I gotta try to create this store on Shopify, and then I'll give you a call, or I'll email you the name, the website address, and the login for both my store and Shine On.
Yeah, sure. You can send it over once we're done with the call, so you can do it on ease. All right. I just wanted to have a little bit of conversation, so I know what kind of scope of work is required on the website, and then I can direct my team over to that right there and then, okay?
Okay.
All right?
All right. Thank you.
All right. So, sell jewelry where people can choose pieces and order right on the website, and the product is delivered. Okay. I got that part. And then we have... Who is the target audience? All people that we will be targeting, all of the people. Is there an existing website? No, this is a new business, correct? Or how long have you been doing that?
I'm sorry, what did you ask me?
I'm asking, like, is this a new business, or is it like a business that you were running previously as well?
No, this is a startup. I haven't actually,
All right, okay. And I'll ask you a question, like, what payment methods would you like to use? Check all that applies. All right, but you said X to that. So what was that? Can you let me know?
Okay. What did I say now?
You put a cross on it. Question number 6. What type of payment method would you like to use on the website?
Let me see. I gotta see it again.
Okay. Well, we usually go by like 2, 3, 4 kinds of different kind of payment methods. All right. That is Visa, Master, Debit. All right. And PayPal. All right. And Stripe, Square, and Authorize on that. That is the payment gateway that we will be needing. All right. Because this is an e-commerce website, so Authorize on that is a payment gateway that will give us a gateway to go ahead and make all of the transaction through. If there is no gateway on the website, then, of course, we will not be able to go ahead and make any kind of payment transactions on the website.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So you're talking about the the type of credit card they'll use?
Yes, the payment methods that will be used on the website. All right. Why?
Yeah, so Visa, yeah. MasterCard, American Express, Diners Club,
Visa, debit, Visa, debit, Discover, and Amex. Let me just go ahead and just give me a minute. Amex.
Yeah, Visa, MasterCard, yeah, Discover. Visa, MasterCard, Discover. Shop.
All right.
Shop. Shop Pay. No PayPal and any of those other ones. So Visa, MasterCard, Discover, American
Google
Express.
Google Pay and Apple Pay, what do you think about those?
No Google Pay, no Apple Pay.
Okay.
Zelle.
Afterpay.
Zelle. No, it's got to be a card. So
Venmo.
Huh?
Venmo.
It's got to be Visa, MasterCard, Discover, American Express, and Shop Pay.
Okay. All right. Shop Pay. All right. Okay. And do you know what a CMS is?
I'm sorry, what?
Do you know what a CMS is?
CMS? What
yes,
is that?
There was a question. Oh, no. There was a question number 7. We asked, like, do you want a CMS? And you put a cross on it. Well, the CMS will be required. Why? Because in future, if you would like to go out and make any kind of changes to a website, so you can. So CMS is the backend for the website where you can access and make changes to the website by yourself as well. So do you want that or no?
Well, yeah, I guess so.
Of course. All right, but you put a cross on that, so I was like, okay, well, let me just go ahead and tell her about it.
Yeah. So that means I can make changes on my own, correct?
Yes. All right, okay. And the third one was that the SSL integration required. All right, that is the security, because you will be taking customers' credit confidential information, such as credit card and debit card information, all right, or their by means of any kind of transaction that is being made, it needs to be protected by a security over to the website. All right, that needs to be, that needs to have from Google authorized. All right, by which we need to go ahead and ask Google to go ahead and create a encrypted third party encrypted SSL. All right, which will be there on the website to go ahead and protect the website itself and the transactions which are being made on the website. So nobody else can go into the website from the back end, or no other hacks could be made, or no any kind of online theft could be made on the website by using any kind of fraudulent cards or anything like that over to the website.
Okay.
All right?
Okay. Yeah.
All right, so would That's you fine. Like to get that one for us? Would you like to get it as well or no?
If that's what you recommend, then yes, sir.
Well, I would recommend just the things only that are required for the website, because design and development is what we are hired to go ahead and do. But the SSL and everything about it, it needs to be have an add-on, all right, to the website to go ahead and make sure that everything is all good, all right?
Okay.
All right. Okay.
Okay.
And do you have any preferences? The website needs to be built with a Shopify platform. That's what we're going to do. All right, you will be sending Eddie the information that is that will be required to go ahead and access the Shopify account, and then we can go ahead and just get the website up and running over there and get it done, all right? And listed on the content pages you will have on your website, for example, you will be needing shipping policy, refund policy, terms of services, privacy policy, terms of use, all right? So do you have the content written for those pages?
Do I have the what?
Do you have the content written for those pages?
For the jewelry?
Yeah, for the website. Do you have the content ready for the website or no?
Not yet. I'm working on it.
Okay. Well, do keep in mind that it needs to have the SEO-friendly keywords. into the website, into the content, all right, and it needs to have a Google accepted as well in order to go ahead and get the website live, up and running, and, you know, showing on to Google and search engines, all right. It needs to have a good sense of communication onto the website as well, all right, because Google, on the other hand, will be checking up on the website before it goes live, and the content should be accepted by Google as well.
Okay.
Yes. All right, either you can hire, my suggestion, all right, that will be to go ahead and hire a professional content writer who can go ahead and do the content writing for you for the website, all right?
Okay.
Otherwise, what happens is that a lot of people prefer themselves to go ahead and write the content instead of hiring someone who is a professional in that field, all right? But then things starts to mess up, all right, because this is a digital zone, all right? Google has their guidelines up and running, all right, and they are looking for the website that are not according to the guidelines, all right? And then once they find the website, they go ahead and take it down. They put a strike on the website itself and to the company who created the website as well, all right? They get to know, like, hey, this was the company that launched this website, but they didn't care about the Google guidelines, all right? Then they give a strike to us, all right? And I do not want any kind of strike on my company because of me or because of anyone. So that is the reason I will always prefer to use the things that are required, all right, and that are better for you, all right,
okay.
And not something that is and not something that is useless to you, okay?
Okay?
Because my duty is to go ahead and provide you with the knowledge of the service, all right, and about the product as well, all right? So you know what is better for you, all right, and you can make your own choices.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
So what do you think? So will you be doing the content by yourself, or would you like to go ahead and hire a content writer for the website for yourself?
Well, how does that cost?
Well, it goes by like different kind of, I would suggest you to keep everything basic as this is a startup. I would not suggest you something that is too expensive or that is too big for yourself at the moment. All right. The basic content writing starts from like $399 to, it almost goes for like $2,000 or $10,000 as well. So I would suggest you to keep everything basic. All right.
Yeah, I can't afford that.
Of course.
I have no income coming in right now. So
that's not a problem. Not a problem.
Right.
Right? You can surely go ahead. This is just a suggestion. Either you can go buy it or you can pay it. That is up to you.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
Contact information. All right. That you provided your information. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And
social
media.
I'm trying to get the phone number.
Okay. And what about the social media icons? You said yes to them. So do you have your social media with you or no?
For the what now?
For the social medias.
Social media. You're asking, do I have any of that? I have, no, we can wait with that, actually. We can hold off until I can create those. Right now I don't have it. I don't have them created yet, so we can hold off. You can put the symbols up there, but they won't be active until I create them.
Yeah, well, if you do have a social media page, then of course it will be a great boost to your business. If you're going to go by that, then of course it will put you on a great business boost. Like, people will be following you on social medias as well and getting products from your social medias as well.
Okay.
Yep. All right.
Mm-hmm.
And API. That you said you don't know what this is. Well, the API will be required to go ahead and to create your payment merchants over the website. All right, that will be a requirement to go ahead and, you know, get the API, get the payment merchants, so the transactions can be made smoothly. All right, and not have any kind of issue while paying or being paid by the clients.
Right. Okay.
All right. Okay. And the rest of the thing will be taken care of by Shopify itself. You don't have to worry about it. And do let me know. And the designs, have already, the design will be there fit to you by Tuesday or Wednesday, probably max, all right?
Okay.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, it sounds good. Yes, sir.
All right, okay. Well, do let me know about the information that was required on an email, and Eddie will surely go ahead and assist you further for that, for it, right?
Okay, yep.
Okay, well, you take care of yourself, and let me know about the email.
Thank you for your patience. I appreciate it.
No problem at all. All right, well, you take care of yourself.
Okay, you too. Thank you.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.